That's the Foo Fighters from their new CD, Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace. Dave Grohl, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much.
Does this new CD represent a new direction for the band?
It does, yeah. We've been a band now for 13 years, and with this album, we've taken everything a little bit farther than we ever have. Lyrically and musically, this album is filled with string quartets and pianos and odd time signatures and low-level dynamic and really huge rock songs. And I'm really proud of this one because I feel like we've managed to step it up to a whole new level.
You know, in a moment, I want to play another track from your new CD, and this is called Let It Die. And I want to play this because it represents two ends of your singing and music. It starts off, you know, very acoustic, quiet singing, and ends up loud, and your voice is kind of full throttle scream.
Yeah.
And so before we actually hear that, I want to ask you a little bit about the full throttle scream style of vocal that you're capable of. What does that do to your voice?
Oh, it does horrible things to my voice. I don't even want to know what it's doing to my voice. I just kind of get out there and do it. There's a part of me that I feel really fortunate that I'm in a band that can have that polar opposite swing, you know, where we can begin a song that has a beautiful, delicate melody and an acoustic piece that's finger picking and beautiful, you know. And then by the end of the song, it's like helter skelter. It's just some screaming bloody murder, you know. It feels good to do that. I mean, it's there are two sides of my personality that most people I know are well aware of. I can be the quiet wallflower, and by the end of the night, I'm usually the guy that you're taking out of the bar in a headlock screaming, "Let it die."
So how do you protect your voice? I know, like, I recently interviewed this, like, vocal coach who specializes in coaching people who do, like, hardcore and metal vocals. So have you ever gotten any coaching like that just to learn how to protect your voice?
No, but if this is the same person that you're talking about, it was a woman, and I can't remember her name, but she made, like, an instructional DVD.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and my mother bought me that DVD for Christmas.
That's funny.
I never watched it. I probably should. One of these days, I'll get around to it.
So what I want to do is play the beginning and the end of Let It Die so we hear both sides of you. Do you want to say anything about the song before we hear it, or about your performance?
Well, most of the songs that we write begin with an acoustic guitar. A lot of these ideas just begin with me at home watching Top Chef playing an acoustic guitar in my lap, and I come up with an idea, and I think, oh, that's kind of cool, and I'll put it on my little tape recorder next to the couch. And so sometimes if it's a really interesting riff, or if it's a really beautiful melody, I'll keep it and then bring it to the band and say, hey, let's try to make this into a song, and the four of us arrange it. And with this record, we took a lot of time and put a lot of effort into making every song as dramatic as possible. So if it were going to be a mellow intro, then it really has